Satan defeated. As if entranced, the wicked look upon the coronation of the Son of God. They see in his hands the tables of the divine law they have despised. They witness the outburst of adoration from the saved, and as the wave of melody sweeps over the multitudes without the city, all exclaim, "Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." Falling prostrate, they worship the Prince of Life. Satan seems paralyzed. Once a covering cherub, he remembers whence he has fallen. From the council where once he was honored, he is forever excluded. He sees another now standing near to the Father, an angel of majestic presence. He knows that the exalted position of this angel might have been his. Memory recalls the home of his innocence, the peace and content that were his until his rebellion. He reviews his work among men and its results, the enmity of man toward his fellow men, the terrible destruction of life, the overturning of thrones, the tumults, conflicts, and revolutions. He recalls his constant efforts to oppose the work of Christ. As he looks upon the fruit of his toil, he sees only failure. Again and again in the progress of the great controversy, he has been defeated and compelled to yield. The aim of the great rebel has ever been to prove the divine government responsible for the rebellion. He has led vast multitudes to accept his version. For thousands of years, this chief of conspiracy has palmed off falsehood for truth. But the time has now come when the history and character of Satan are to be disclosed. In his last effort to dethrone Christ, destroy his people, and take possession of the city of God, the arch-deceiver has been fully unmasked. Those united with him see the total failure of his cause. Satan sees that his voluntary rebellion has unfitted him for heaven. He has trained his powers to war against God. The purity and harmony of heaven would be to him supreme torture. He bows down and confesses the justice of his sentence. Every question of truth and error in the long-standing controversy has now been made plain. The results of setting aside the divine statutes have been laid open to the view of the whole universe. The history of sin will stand to all eternity as a witness that with the existence of God's law is bound up the happiness of all the beings he has created. The whole universe, loyal and rebellious, with one accord declare, "Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." The hour has come when Christ is glorified above every name that is named. For the joy set before him, that he might bring many sons unto glory, he endured the cross. He looks upon the redeemed, renewed in his own image. He beholds in them the result of the travail of his soul, and he is satisfied. In a voice that reaches the multitudes, righteous and wicked, he declares, "Behold the purchase of my blood. For these I suffered, for these I died."